are back in house here. It is 9:21. Monday, October 9th, second Monday of every month is our Make-A-Wish Monday. And we're talking Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And I'm a lucky guy because I get to talk with this lady every once in a while on the phone, Billy Joel Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. She's in studio with me this morning, which is even better. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just thrilled to be here.
I'm so glad you made the drive down. Thank you for doing that.
It was a pleasant drive.
Let's talk about Make-A-Wish. This week is National Estate Planning Awareness Week. That's kind of what we're here to talk about.
Absolutely, we are.
And, first of all, I got to back up. How's the year been going for you for Make-A-Wish North Dakota?
Yeah, so our fiscal year just kicked off on September 1st. So our last year, we granted 55. Life-changing wishes to children with critical illnesses. And yes, we are so thankful. We couldn't do it without great volunteers like Casey and the crew here in the Wahpeton area, and all of the events from the purse bingo to the puzzle competition to the coins for wishes at the school. There's just always such a great giving heart that is from this community, and we're just so grateful. But we couldn't do it without you, so we thank you.
We're proud of that fact down here, too, that, I'm amazed.
Yeah, so we have 64 kiddos who are in process in some form, shape, or form of getting their wishes in the next coming year.
Wow. And I know you're the last one to take a bob, but kudos to you as you celebrate 10 years of being in this role with Make-A-Wish North Dakota. When you look back over that, how's it been?
You know, Bill, thank you for saying that. It is such a privilege to do what I do. I mean, I look back and I think it's gone fast. That's number one. I think it's gone fast. But as you may recall, when we first started this endeavor of having our Make-A-Wish Mondays, what brought me is because I had breast cancer and I thought that's, you know, I get to have more empathy and understanding of what families are going through. And I wish we'd find cures for everything because then we wouldn't have to be here. I'd talk to you maybe about different things. But until that time comes, we're going to walk alongside our families and be with them because they absolutely, when you receive a diagnosis as a family, you need something to hope for. You need some joy in your life along that journey because it's just a lot of hardship. It's a tough road. And thank goodness people are there to be with the child and their family.
I love that description, walking with families, because that's definitely what Make-A-Wish North Dakota does. National Estate Planning Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. What is this all about? What can you tell us about this?
Well, it's something that was started by estate planners in 2008, but I think we're highlighting it not only because, you know, we are wanting to make sure that there is this air of philanthropy in your life, and be it now or into your future and beyond. And I think that just making sure that you're being intentional, I mean, we all are mortal, and what is it that we can do not only for our families, but also for our causes that we care about when we are planning our future. And I think rather than just letting it, you know, go as is, being intentional, putting that estate in your will, or, you know, getting things in order, getting your affairs in order. And then there are different ways that you can help Make-A-Wish or other organizations during that time.
So I love this phrase of yours, beyond our lifetime, and how we can stay connected with things like Make-A-Wish. Is this a difficult process or is this fairly simple?
You know, there are a lot of different tools. So actually, Make-A-Wish America, our partner, they actually have partnered with Planned Giving Docs. And so you can actually go online and create a codicil. You can create a will. You can learn how to do a donor advised fund. You can learn a little bit more about the qualified charitable distribution that you can make if you're 70 and a half plus. I mean, there are different tools, definitely. And I'm not an accountant or an estate financial planner. But if you talk to them, they'll help you understand all the different ways that you can either make a beneficiary, include language in the will that is very simple and very straightforward for Make-A-Wish North Dakota in particular. But we've been the beneficiary of some of those people who have been generous and thinking about legacy. And I just think it's so interesting because many of them were not even donors beforehand of ours.
Really?
Yeah. They just gave, and they really believed in making wishes come true beyond.
What a great legacy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Man, I have to say, Mr. George and his wife, Ruth Litke, they were even more innovative. They said, I want to leave a legacy for operational and building improvements. No one does that for nonprofits. You know, they always want to give to the program. But this helps us not take away from program because we have this fund that we're able to buy if we need a new computer for our team or we need a, you know, any building improvement we rent, but anything that's inside our in our current location, we can take from the Litke Fund, and it's just beautiful.
Well, and again, that's, I mean, talk about insight to think, okay, once we leave here, you know, legacy, yes, but insightful enough to say maybe there's a need with them in this specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So again, what is your website, Billy Joe, where people can go and find out more about this?
Thanks, Bill. It's wish.org/North Dakota. Again, you can contact us, but also you can reach out to any estate planners, financial planners. I know you have an Edward Jones just down the street. I'm Thrivent. You know, different organizations that can help your attorney, wherever it may be, that can help you, or just online. Like I said, there's a plenty of resources that are actually online that you can create these documents and that can help ease the process. It doesn't have to be as ominous as people may think.
I know you're very busy throughout the year, but will you make me a promise you'll come back and be in-house with us a couple more times throughout the year?
I absolutely will.
Put
I like
the pressure
it.
On you.
I love it. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Wishes are empowering, even transformative. And again, wish.org/North Dakota. That will get you to the website. Billy Joe Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, in-house with us this morning. Safe travels back.
Thank you very much, Bill.
That's 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. 2024 marks the 100th anniversary of the USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum, with initial details about the centennial event recently announced. Rod Bain has more on the story.
Perhaps the most significant detail about the 2024 USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum is...
This is the 100th Agricultural Outlook Forum.